from Baldoyle to Beaumont.
Community radio for Northeast Dublin. 90.3.
From Chagas, I am delighted to be joined by Dr. David Meredith, who is going to talk to me about the report which has come out from Chagas, talking and it's discussing the well-being of farmers, which is quite poor and below average. Hello, Dr. David Meredith, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, and I'm delighted now to be joined by you. I can't believe from reading over this, well, I can believe that farmers would have poor and or below average well-being in today's, you know, in farming today is quite stressful, and with all that's going on with climate action and, you know, they're being blamed for everything, I can imagine why this is. But it's also a very tough, hard, strenuous job. So how did you go about doing this report, you know, and the research for this?
Okay, so there's a number of different research projects that are ongoing or recently completed, and that work will be presented at a conference that we're holding next Monday in Chagas. And the way we approach this is that we took data from a number of different sources, and in each instance it was from a large number of farmers, so we can be very confident that this is a representative picture of the experience of farmers in general in Ireland. And in relation to that overall well-being aspect of farmers, what we see there, so we surveyed over 400 farmers, and we asked them, we used what's known as a standardized questionnaire. So this would be a set of questions that has been developed and applied in many places around the world. And it asks people to score how they're feeling. And, you know, we ask questions, or we give them statements like, I've been feeling optimistic about the future. And they then agree that they've been either feeling optimistic all of the time, or some of the time, or none of the time, or rarely. And we then look at those scores for the entire population. So when we do that, we then get a measure of overall well-being. So there is a number of these statements that we ask, and we get an overall score of what's known as well-being. So this approach has, as I said, been applied in many different places. And the results that come back out of it show that about 27% of farmers score below average or poor well-being overall. And in some respects, it goes back to some of the points that you made there around farming is a tough job. I suppose some of the characteristics of it lend itself to, you know, these types of issues whereby a lot of farmers would tend to work alone for very long periods of time. Mm-hmm. So it's not like someone like myself who gets to go into an office and interact with colleagues, and, you know, we can work through problems that we encounter in collaboration. For farmers, a lot of the time, they are very much on their own, and there is that aspect of having to get on with the job. Mm. So that's one part to it. But then you've also rightly pointed out there's a whole host of challenges out there with regard to farmers and farm work. And we know from other work that we've been doing that some of the big stressors for farmers, so these are the things that cause them stress, are the weather, workload, so the amount of work that they've got mm-hmm. to do, and issues around finance as well.
Yes. And then, of course, there's been the external things like COVID-19, the pandemic, Brexit, of course, like the cost, and it's affecting them, as you say there rightly, finance, because they're not even getting for the work they put in, the hours they put in, they're not getting a proper price for their products.
Well, we've seen evidence of that in relation to work that was completed by Mary Brennan in Chagas. And what she found is that farmers who earn a higher income have a lower overall level of stress. And that takes into account, like, they may have large debts, but if they're earning a higher income, well, that's okay because they can service those debts. But for farmers who have a relatively low level of income, the issue of stress is more prevalent. So that aspect of the return that they get for their food product is a critical issue in terms of their overall well-being. And this is for us in Chagas, this is really important because it speaks to the social sustainability of farming. So a lot of people think about farming in terms of the environmental implications and the environmental sustainability of farming. But we really do need to consider the sustainability of the farmers themselves, because this is a critical issue. And the challenge around income is one that has been with us for a very long time and has been unresolved for a very long time. And we know that roughly 60% of all farmers are making relatively little money from the marketplace, and that they're dependent, and sometimes very highly dependent, on payments that they're getting through the Common Agricultural Policy and other national agricultural policies.
Yes, and I suppose with the EU itself and the different levels and restrictions that are put in place, they are getting, they get payouts for not doing what they love or want to do. It's the same even with the fishing industry, you know, these restrictions put in place. But now you're organising a seminar that's going to take place next Monday, the 16th of May, to address this issue of farmer well-being and mental health. So what's going to happen there?
So the seminar is going to be addressed by Dr. David Christian Rhodes, who's completed similar work to ourselves here in Ireland in the UK. And he's specifically looked at the impacts of COVID-19 and Brexit on farmers in the UK.
Right.
And some of the interesting results that are coming out of his work are what we're finding here in Ireland. So it's an opportunity for us to share learnings. But the main purpose of this event is to bring together people in Ireland who are interested in the issue of farmer well-being and farmer mental health, and to provide an overview of some of the research that is ongoing at this point in time, and to provide an opportunity for people to highlight where they see the issues, where they see the gaps, and maybe to identify some of the steps that we need to take in terms of providing better support to farmers and farm households.
And what do you see those steps being like in ways of improving the mental health or sustainability of farmers?
Okay, so I mean, in terms of, and I'm very conscious that there could be people listening right now who are either experiencing some of the issues that we're talking about, or they know somebody who may be experiencing these issues. And one of the key steps, and on one level it sounds very simple, but it is quite difficult for people, particularly if they're experiencing issues around well-being and mental health. And it's making that first step, or making the first call to say, listen, I'm not feeling great. I'm feeling negative all the time, or I have anxiety, or I'm having difficulty sleeping, or when I go to bed, I've got all these thoughts racing around my head and I can't let them go. And all of those are indicators of levels of stress, and that impacts on well-being. And one of the first steps is to begin talking to people about this. And that in itself is very difficult, and it's difficult for most people.
Yes.
But it can be particularly difficult for men and for farmers. And that goes back to the fact that men and farmers can see themselves as being very self-reliant and resilient, and they're expected to be self-reliant and resilient, and, you know, not to deal with these things that called emotions.
Yes.
But of course, we all have emotions. We all have good days. We all have bad days. And keeping it bottled up for a long period of time can result in poor well-being, translating into poor mental health. And the first step in terms of preventing mental health issues is to get the support that somebody would need. And that starts with talking to somebody. And if there's someone within a family that they can talk to, that's a great place to start from. But if people feel that they can't talk to a family member or to a friend, there are GPs, there are other health services as well, and then there are a whole host of national and local charities and organizations that are there to support people with respect to their well-being and their mental health. And if you Google a search for well-being or mental health in your area, you'll find a variety of resources that will point you towards organizations that are there to support people and farmers. And there are some specific farmer organizations out there.
Nice.
Who have a very good understanding of the day-to-day that farmers face, and maybe would be easier for farmers to talk to.
Yes, well, this is it. You know, as you say, it's a different type of stress, and the isolation is a big thing. The fact that they'd have all these stresses, financial worries and whatever, you know, stresses they have, but then they're isolated, so they don't a lot of the time have people to talk to. Or, as you say, I think it's kind of the back when men were men and they didn't show their emotions, that it's that sort of mentality.
Well, certainly that kind of view of farmers and men as, you know, not showing emotion, hopefully, you know, that's increasingly in the past. There are some really strong and brilliant examples coming from sport and coming from professional life of men standing up and talking about the challenges that they've had around mental health. And that's really positive because, you know, everyone faces stress. And for farmers, what happens is that one stress is kind of okay. So maybe the weather is bad, but we can manage. But then maybe there's a financial issue comes in on top of that, and then something else happens, and all of a sudden it goes from being manageable or coping to being very problematic. And this is where seeking early help is really, really critical. So not waiting in terms of going, oh, I'll just work harder. That can be very detrimental. That approach of, like, I'll just keep on working harder and harder can undermine overall well-being because you're getting less sleep and you're less able to cope. Going back to your point about the isolation, though, this is a very important one. Farmers, as I said at the outset, work very extended periods of time on their own. So it's that aspect of having some social interaction. And that can be difficult. So this is where friends and neighbours can come into the equation here, but also community groups as well. And it's a case of, you know, if there's somebody that you haven't seen for a while, you know, it's a case of, you know, maybe dropping in or making a phone call and seeing how they are and just checking in. Because from the work that we've done, farmers can neglect themselves to, you know, to the benefit of everything else, but they don't take care of themselves. And when someone else shows an interest in them, they begin to realize that, yes, they have a value, they have a self-worth, they are valued members of society and the community. And if other people are taking an interest in themselves, then they begin to take an interest in themselves and their own health. And that particular finding comes from work that we've done with Diana Van Doren from the Institute of Technology in Carlow, And that's the feedback that we're getting from farmers, that as other people take an interest in their health, they begin to take an interest in their health and looking after themselves.
Yes. And this is part of now the seminar that's going to be held. It'll be held in Chagas Conference Centre in Ashtown, Dublin 15. As I say, it's on Monday, the 16th of May. So that's this coming Monday, next Monday, from 2 to 4pm. And it's as part of the Be Safe project. So what's the Be Safe project?
So the Be Safe project is a major project that is funded by the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine, and it focuses mainly on issues around farm safety. But it rather than saying tractors are dangerous or trips and falls are a key cause of accidents, we're focused on the practices and behaviours in farming that result in high levels of injuries and, unfortunately, fatalities. Although the numbers on fatalities over the past few years have been declining, but we still, like, one is one too many. Still have some way to go to get to zero. But the Be Safe project is focusing on understanding why farmers engage in practices that may be unsafe, and to identify ways of making them ways of making those practices safer. So we're taking an approach whereby we're not telling farmers how to be safe. We're taking an approach of working with farmers to try and identify ways of being safe that are appropriate to them and to their farms.
Right. Yeah. It's a fantastic project, that Be Safe project. I had heard of it before, but I just wanted you to tell the listeners again. Now, and also this about the well-being of farmers and this seminar that's taking place. It's actually, there's no charge for attending, but people must register, mustn't they? So how do they do that?
That's correct. So if they go on to the Chagask website, so that's www.chagask.ie, and go to the event section, they will see a link there, and that will bring them to the registration page.
Very good.
And they just fill in their details there, and we'll ensure that we have enough coffee and tea for everyone.
Excellent. That's brilliant. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great afternoon of talk. And you have, you know, as you say, you do have Dr. David Christian Rose from Reading University. He's going to be there. And of course, you're chairing the meeting yourself. And you'll have, I suppose, a lot of other people who are in the mental health end of things.
That's right. So we've a range of people coming from the research side of things, obviously enough, but also from policy and most importantly, from the COVID. So people who are working directly with farmers and farm households and families in terms of supporting them and understanding what their needs are and the best ways of meeting these needs.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you all the best of luck with the event and thanks so much for coming on to talk to us about it today.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, cheers. Bye-bye.
This is Near FM.
90.3.